From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, former Interior Minister Lee Sang-min, who is in custody over allegations related to the martial law incident, files a habeas corpus petition. Washington reiterates it is willing to engage in dialogue with Pyongyang. And South Korea and the United States agree on the need to revise a U.S. law that restricts construction of American Navy ships to domestic shipyards. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Former Interior Minister Lee Sang-min, who is in custody over allegations related to the December 3rd martial law incident, filed for a court review of the legality of his pretrial detention on Friday. The Seoul Central District Court began a hearing to review Lee's habeas corpus petition at 4:10 p.m. Last Friday, the same court issued a warrant to detain Lee, citing concerns he may destroy evidence. Lee is facing charges of playing a key role in an insurrection, abusing his power, obstructing the exercise of other people's rights, and perjury. Under the Criminal Procedure Act, the court is required to question suspects and investigate related evidence within 48 hours of such requests being filed. Special Counsel Min Joong-gi's team is deliberating whether to seek a fresh warrant to arrest jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol for questioning after its failure to execute the warrant. Deputy Special Counsel Moon Hong-joo said on Friday during a press briefing that as the arrest warrant for Yoon expired on Thursday, the team is deliberating whether to request a fresh warrant while reviewing various issues. Asked if the team intended to seek a new warrant to bring in Yoon for questioning, Moon said that while the principle is to bring him in for questioning, new circumstances have arisen that require careful consideration. Moon added that sending Yoon to trial without seeking a fresh arrest warrant is one of several options under consideration. Min's team, in charge of probing allegations against former First Lady Kim Kon-hee on Thursday, failed in its second attempt to bring in Yoon for questioning due to Yoon's strong resistance. Police have placed travel bans on far-right pastor Jung Kwang-hoon of Sarang Jail Church and six others as they ramp up investigations into a mob attack on the Seoul Western District Court early this year. According to the police on Friday, the Security Investigation Division at the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency submitted its request to the Justice Ministry in June to have Jun banned from leaving the country. The ban has since been extended once and remains in effect. Police reportedly placed travel bans on six other far-right figures recently before targeting them in search and seizure operations. Officers raided Jun's church and the homes of the other figures on allegations that they obstructed the performance of official duties and incited unlawful entry into a specially protected facility. A senior U.S. official has said the United States takes note with interest of a recent statement from Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which suggested the possibility of dialogue with the U.S. while rejecting any talks on denuclearization. Seth Bailey, acting Deputy Assistant Secretary in the State Department's Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, made the remarks Thursday during an event that the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency hosted for the families of troops who have gone missing, mostly during the Korean War. Bailey said the U.S. has seen high-level statements from the North Korean leadership, including recent statements from Kim Yo-jong, which it notes with interest. Bailey, who also serves as the U.S. Deputy Special Representative for North Korea, said the new South Korean administration has taken meaningful steps to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula and shown a willingness to engage North Korea. He also stressed that the Trump administration remains committed to the principles outlined in the joint statement from the 2018 summit in Singapore between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. South Korea and the U.S. have agreed on the need to revise a U.S. law that restricts the construction of U.S. Navy ships to domestic shipyards. South Korea's Defense Acquisition Program Administration said Friday that DAPA Vice Minister Kang Hwan-suk and Jason Potter Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Navy for Research, Development, and Acquisition, held talks on Wednesday in Washington. DAPA said the two sides discussed bilateral cooperation in naval shipbuilding, as well as on maintenance, repair, and overhaul projects. Both sides also acknowledged the need to revise the Burns-Tollefson Amendment, which prohibits the construction of U.S. naval vessels in foreign countries, and have agreed to set up a working-level group to discuss the details. South Korea has long argued that the law needs to be revised to facilitate bilateral cooperation in shipbuilding. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the United States will waive its tariff on semiconductors only for companies that pledge to build production facilities in the U.S. during President Donald Trump's term and fulfill their commitments. Lutnick made the remarks Thursday during an interview with Fox Business. The Commerce Secretary said Trump's message is that companies building factories in the U.S. will be exempt from tariffs, while those not investing in U.S. facilities will face a 100% tariff. Lutnick continued that if a company commits to building a factory in America during Trump's term and files that commitment with the Commerce Department, and if the auditor oversees the construction from start to finish, the company can import chips tariff-free while the plant is under construction. If Lutnick's remarks hold, Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix are likely to be exempt from the planned tariff, since Samsung is investing in semiconductor production in Texas and SK in Indiana. The central and local governments will conduct a joint crackdown at construction sites around the country to root out illegal subcontracting. According to the Land and Labor Ministries on Friday, the 50-day crackdown will run from Monday through September 30th to combat a practice that has been blamed for poor construction, safety accidents, and wage theft. Inspectors from the Labor Ministry are expected to make surprise visits to verify that safety precautions are being followed during construction work and wages are properly paid. To enhance the effectiveness of the crackdown, the Land Ministry will distribute a manual to related agencies and establish a system of cooperation so they can regularly share the latest information. The crackdown comes amid a recent series of industrial accidents at construction sites that resulted in worker deaths. Heavy rains are expected in southern regions over the weekend. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Friday, light rain of about 5 millimeters is expected in the capital region and Gangwon province on Saturday, and other parts of the nation are forecast to see heavy rains over the weekend. The Chungcheong region may see up to 60 millimeters, while the mountainous areas of Jeju Island may receive more than 100 millimeters. Southern coastal areas of the Gyeongsang and Jeolla provinces are expected to see heavy downpours of over 200 millimeters over the weekend. With tropical nights mostly subsiding, morning lows in most parts of the nation will drop below 25 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Daytime highs on Saturday will range from 27 to 30 degrees nationwide, 1 to 3 degrees lower than Friday's. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index lost 17.67 points, or 0.55% Friday, to close at 3,210.01. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 3.46 points, or 0.43%, to close at 809.27. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.